Good evening. Welcome to our weekly Vinyl Revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenter, Albert Chan, broadcasting every Sunday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. Mitch Miller was an orchestra leader and arranger who provided backing for Guy Mitchell, Frankie Lane, Rosemary Clooney, and numerous others. This is his rendition of the Bonnie Blue Gal, with his orchestra and chorus adapted from the Civil War song The Bonnie Blue Flag, a number 51 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 from October 1955.
Prisoner, I was taken.
Push a rig under my father, daddy-o.
together, go rolling in the mountains of Kilkenny. And I dare who treat me fairer than the Madarna Spartan Jenny.
From Patty Page, born Clara Ann Fowler, 1927 to 2013, with her version of the Tennessee Waltz, with Jack Rayall's orchestra reaching number one on Billboard from November 1950. And first up, the folk quintet group, the Highwaymen, with their United Artists single, Whiskey in the Jar, from February 1962. Their top 20 hits are Michael and Cotton Fields, both from 1961. The Dave Clark Five begins the British pop selection with their novelty number, Tabitha Twitchit, missing out on the UK Top 40 charts from May 1967, followed by Pickerton's or Sordid Colours with Mirror, Mirror, charting at number 9 on the UK charts from January 1966. This is Vinyl Revival.
Old lady, before I started to grow, every Sunday was up on a Monday, though she had no place to go, and her name was Tabitha Twitchit. Is it right what I'm telling you now? Yes, her name was Tabitha Twitchit. Is it right? This is class I know. She had a friend who we both used to talk to, and Tom the Great was his name. And she could depend on the great little Anton, whose picture she hung in a frame. And we loved Miss Tabitha Twitchit. Is it right what I'm telling you now? Yes, we loved Miss Tabitha Twitchit. Is it right? Yes, it is, but I know. Old-fashioned lace around the face of that lady. Old-fashioned lace, she meant the world to me. I knew a lady, a sweet little lady, but then I started to grow. We cried on a Sunday, I left on a Monday. Where she is now, I don't know. So I lost my Tabitha Twitchit. Is it right what I'm telling you now? Yes, I lost my Tabitha Twitchit. Is it right? Yes, it is, but I know.
Let's have a twin spin from the Fontaine Sisters with their RCA Victor release, Let Me In, with Jim Texas Robinson from March 1951, followed by their version of the Banana Boat Song with Billy Vaughan's orchestra and chorus from November 1956. The trio sisters from New Milford, New Jersey are Marge, Bea and Jerry.
Stranger who's weary of trouble and strife, I'll ring you a song on my banjo and tell you the tears of my life.
Let me in, I hear laughter.
I wooed three young maids through the valley, up mountains and round every tree. But I never tasted their kisses, 'cause they could run faster than me.
Let me in, I hear laughter, ha ha, let me in. Open up the door, let me in, I hear music, tra la.
I don't wanna wave no more.
Oh mother, how you tried to warn me. Oh mother, you said not to roam.
American instrumental group Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass begins the musical interlude with their ANN single Tijuana Taxi, a number 38 hit on Billboard from February 1966, followed by the band of H.M. Welsh Guards with the New Zealand national anthem God Defend New Zealand, released on Regal Xylophone 78 G23876 from December 1939. Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Sunday night with more forgotten tunes and rarities, spanning from the 30s to the 60s and elsewhere. You can also download and listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival. Or one word.
The Caribbean singer Mitchell Torrick begins the country segment with his Abbott London release, Hoochie Coochie Henry, backed by the Louisiana Hayride Band from December 1953, followed by Jim Reeves and Dottie West singing as a duet with the RCA Victor single, Love Is No Excuse, from February 1963.
From Hawaii, he dances hoochie coochie in the sand on the beach of Waikiki and eat the coconut tree. He does a hoochie coochie dance to beat the band in old Hawaii. And eat the spreading coconut tree, there lives a gay lad whose heart is free. He's got no money, still he owns the world. He's got his grassy clippers ready for the hula hula girl. Oh, Hoochie Coochie Henry from Hawaii, I dances Hoochie Coochie in the sand on the beach of Waikiki and eat the coconut tree. He does a Hoochie Coochie dance to beat the band in old Hawaii. He dances out on the shore and the brown skinned natives all cry for more. He plays his guitar that he's playing drives the islanders wild. Oh, Hoochie Coochie Henry from Hawaii dances Hoochie Coochie in the sand on the beach of Waikiki and eat the coconut tree. He does a Hoochie Coochie dance to beat the band. In old Hawaii, when the sun is sinking so low, the island just to hook him by the neck. Oh, Hoochie Coochie Henry from Hawaii, I dances Hoochie Coochie in the sand on the beach of Waikiki and eat the coconut tree. He does a Hoochie Coochie dance to beat the band. Oh, when the tropical moon beams out over the sea and lonely hearts long for company, he rids the island kicks from a drinking ice of coconut juice. So Hoochie Coochie Henry from Hawaii, I dances Hoochie Coochie in the sand on the beach of Waikiki and eat the coconut tree. He does a Hoochie Coochie dance to beat the band.
other. But love is no excuse for what we've done.
American big band leader, pianist, radio and television personality Horace Height begins our vintage track with the Rudy Valley classic Veni Veni, vocal by Elizabeth Hughes, Larry Cotton, Bob McCoy and the Glee Club, originally released on the Red and Gold Regal Xylophone 78 from October 1937. This is Vinyl Revival.
It's so free breathing.
Moving to the early 60s for the Gastonia, North Carolina pop rock and roll singer Diane Ray with her version of the J.P. Morgan hit That's All I Want From You from July 1963. It comes from the flip side of her number 31 one-hit wonder Please Don't Talk to the Lifeguard. Ricky Nelson to continue with his Imperial London single It's Late, reaching number 9 on the Billboard charts from March 1959, the B-side of Never Be Anyone Else But You. His follow-up release, Just a Little Too Much, also reached the same position at number 9 in July. And the hits still just keep on coming.
It's late, we gotta get on home. It's late, we've been gone too long. Too bad, we should've checked our time. I can't phone, we done spent every dime. It's late, we're about to run out of gas. It's late, we gotta get home fast, can't speak. We're in a slowdown zone. Baby, look at that clock, why can't it be wrong? If we could've left home at a quarter to nine, would've had fun and plenty of time. We got started just a little bit late. This won't be our last day to look up. Is that the moon we see? Can't be. Looks like the sun to me. It's late, I hate to face your dad, too bad. I know he's gonna be mad. It's late, we gotta get on home. It's late, we've been gone too long. It's late, we're about to run out of gas. It's late, we gotta get home fast, can't speak. We're in a slowdown zone, baby, look at that clock, why can't it be wrong? If we could've left home at a quarter to nine, would've had fun, plenty of time. We got started just a little bit late. This won't be our last day to look up. Is that the moon we see? Can't be. Looks like the sun to me. It's late, I hate to face your dad, too bad. I know he's gonna be mad. It's late, we gotta get on home. It's late, we've been gone too long.
Yes, it's time for our mystery track. Let's hear it first and the details to follow.
If there were more like Peter,
We heard from American vocalist Marian Caruso with her smooth ballad Decca single, A Man Called Peter, with chorus and orchestra directed by Don Costa, released in May 1955. Other versions were by the Three Lads, an Auckland, New Zealand trio for Tanza Records. American singer and television game host Merv Griffin, 1925 to 2007, closes the show with Band in Boston with orchestra conducted by Sid Feller from January 1961. His most famous song was I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts in 1949. Until 7:10 p.m. next Sunday, this has been your host Albert Chan signing off. Good night, everyone.
Baby's got such a wild, wild walk. Yeah, yeah. Such a crazy little wiggle and a swing. When she takes a stroll, drivers lose control. It's become such a dangerous thing. That she was banned in Boston, condemned in Cleveland, and banished from Baltimore. She is now taboo in Philly and St. Louis, and Chicago doesn't dig her anymore. She gets a fire burning in me, like no other girl that I've met. When she holds me tight and we kiss goodnight, I'm a-telling you the thoughts I get. Would you be banned in Boston, condemned in Cleveland, and banished from Baltimore? There would be taboo in Philly and St. Louis, and Chicago wouldn't dig me anymore. Hey, all the girls are jealous of her, cause their fellas don't pay them no mind. Oh, they turn so green when she makes that scene. They have a petition signed to have her banned in Boston, condemned in Cleveland, and banished from Baltimore. She's now taboo in Philly and St. Louis, and Chicago doesn't dig her anymore.
Good night, everyone. You've earned your daily bread. Good night, and so to bed.